This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Just 37 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, this Cowboys team has a huge opportunity in front of them going up against Utah State on their homecoming. And then I'm looking over, Boise State's playing Air Force. If the Broncos lose, the Cowboys win. Man, we are talking about the Cowboys being at the top of the Mountain West Mountain.
Yeah, Brady, and I hate to put the cart in front of the old horse here, but the next two games are against Hawaii and Colorado State as well, and then Boise State comes to Laramie in mid-November. Wow. So hate to think ahead too much, but, man, that could be for all the marbles, and you have to think the Falcons have their season's on life support. They have to win that game.
No question. I looked at the spread. I think Air Force is just a 2-point favorite. So I think, you know, they're going to hope, I mean, for their sake, come out firing. And that would bode really well for Wyoming. And Cody, you said this to start the season, man. Like, I had no expectations for the Cowboys. And especially after that first game, I thought, uh-oh. And you thought, man, somehow Craig Bohl takes teams that aren't supposed to do anything and makes them do something. Well, they're certainly doing something this season so far.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, fans are always ready to jump off a bridge, and, you know, sometimes rightfully so. But, you know, I think we've talked about it, Brady. The beauty of the sky falling that first game at Illinois is it wasn't falling in Wyoming's locker room, and they're sure acting like it. You think about their three losses. Illinois is in the top 25. It turns out they're pretty damn good. And then you lose to a top 25 BYU team on the road. And then, you know, you hate to drop the San Jose State game, especially because it's in Laramie. But, you know, look who's at the top of the Western Division in the Mountain West.
Right.
San Jose State's a pretty good team, too. I'm actually stunned that they lost to Fresno State last week. But they're a pretty darn good ball club, too. So, you know, the Cowboys are – their losses, I believe, those teams are a combined 14-4. You know, the losses are quality, and I think this team, Coach Bohl says it all the time, they don't know any better. They don't know that New Mexico was supposed to be a must-win. You know, I asked Craig that after the game, you know, let's be real here. Did you feel like this was a must-win like the rest of us? And he said, you know, it's just, you know, of course, 1-0, 1-0, you know. But, yeah, it was hell yes, it was a must-win. You're in Albuquerque, it's a must-win. But they, you know, all they did was score 27 unanswered and win that game. So, They're finding ways to get it done, and the bye week couldn't have come at a better time. And I tell you what, man, I talked to Titus Swinn this week. He has not had a Titus Swinn type of game yet, and Utah State might be just what the doctor ordered. They're giving up almost 200 yards a game on the ground, and, of course, Titus had a 98-yard touchdown run against them last year in Logan, so he said expect big things out of him on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's what I'm ready. I love watching him run the football, and you're right. He hasn't had that game yet, though, where you're just jaw-dropping, just absolutely amazing. And I was reading what you put together, too, just kind of about Titus and taking the bye week and using that to really get right. He might be poised to just go off this weekend.
I'm afraid that's definitely going to happen. His quiet confidence, man, he flat tells you, hey, I didn't talk to anybody this week. I didn't pick up a phone. I sat in my house and I got my mind right. And he knows, you know, his destination he's hoping is the NFL. And he hasn't put together a season like that yet. He's been solid, but not almost 6 yards per carry solid like we're used to. So I think Titus is going to have a huge game. Utah State's going to aid in that. They're just not very good on defense. And honestly, their offense, which we thought was going to be really good this year, man, they are last in the Mountain West in time of possession, and that falls right into Craig Bohl's hands.
Utah State's an interesting team, though. I mean, they beat Air Force, and I don't know where Air Force is, Cody, mentally. You know, 3 weeks ago we hear about the sanctions against them from what happened in 2020 with certain coaches meeting with guys when they weren't supposed to. It just kind of seems like Air Force since that time, you know, they beat Navy, but it was close, and then they lose to Utah State. But then Utah State comes back this week or last weekend, and it was a battle against CSU, and CSU's down to down to their third string quarterback. So I'm having a hard time figuring this one out.
Yeah, I tell you what, Utah State, I watched that CSU game, and you know, Utah State, I just wrote about this, had an embarrassment of riches in the quarterback room to start this year. I mean, Logan Bonner led him to an 11-3 year last year. Of course, the defending Mountain West champs. He couldn't go in the L.A. Bowl. Cooper Lagah goes. He plays outstanding, and they beat Oregon State. Then, of course, Levi Williams leaves Wyoming and goes over to Utah State. They got three starters, three legit starters. Now all three of those guys are out. And from everything I'm hearing, sources are telling me that Levi is not going to – there's not a chance he plays. There's not a chance Lagah plays. So you're talking about Bishop Davenport. And, you know, he played okay at CSU, especially for being thrown in the fire. But, I mean, there's an awfully low bar for being named the Mountain West Conference Freshman of the Week, I guess, because he went 3-for-9 for 41 yards and 11 rushes for 29. But, you know, he did win on the road. He got it taken care of. But Utah State is not in a good way right now, to say the least. And that's a good point you bring up about Air Force. I think that might have something, you know, they're all about integrity, right? And there might be something to that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, mentally, who knows? Maybe just messes yeah. with people. It's just interesting note because since then they haven't been sharp. So who knows what's going to happen between Air Force and Boise State? But looking at the spread, Wyoming, I'm seeing what 4.5 point favorites. I love that, Cody. I mean, I do my picks at the end. I don't want to give anything away here, but that's pretty appealing to me. What do you think?
I don't think the world knows yet that Bishop Davenport's going to be the starting quarterback, is what I think. You know, and Utah State still has some weapons. Don't get me wrong. They still throw it around the yard, and they still get it done. But it's going to be a tough, tough task for a true freshman to come into Laramie and win that game on Saturday night. There's just no getting around it. And, you know, Craig Bull and Jay Sobel, the defensive coordinator, are going to dial it up. And I just can't help but think that Titus Wynn's going to have a huge day. And, oh, by the way, Andrew Peasley played for Utah State the last 4 years. So you don't think he wants a piece of the Aggies. He's sure playing it that he doesn't care, but we all know he does.
What a weird, I mean, season, though. Like, you talk about Peasley, you know, seeing him in the action that first game or so, you know, I think Cowboys fans were like, uh-oh, what's going on? And since then, for the most part, he's been pretty solid for this team, especially, as you mentioned, Titus has not had a Titus-type game yet. But that, again, so many unknowns going in. People were pretty skeptical about what they were seeing with Wyoming, and here they are with a monster opportunity in front of them.
Yeah, no doubt. I think Peasley getting off to a start like that was a real shock to the Wyoming fan psyche because they're thinking, you know, we just got rid of, you know, quote unquote, got rid of Levi Williams and Sean Chambers, who had their issues with completing passes. And oh God, Andrew Peasley just completed 5 passes at Illinois. We are in deep, deep trouble. And boy, he's turned it around, man. And you know, he wasn't voted a team captain just because he's the quarterback. He's just got this demeanor about him, Brady. He's a really likable guy that you want to be around, and the players just love him. And he's making plays. And the thing that I haven't liked so far, and Coach Bull's been honest about it, is he's not a big man. And Coach learned through watching Sean Chambers tear up his knees 3 straight years in a row. He's not letting him run that much. So it's kind of taking a tool out of his belt, and I don't like that. And I think down the stretch, you got to let it rip, man. If he feels like running, or you need to design some runs, he needs to run. That's a huge part of his game, and I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that happen. I think it's going to need to happen to beat the Boise States of the world and to get through the stretch here.
Cody Tucker joining me. We're talking all things Wyoming Cowboys from 7220sports.com. Cody, switching over to the basketball side of things. Man, I'm excited for what we're seeing with Wyoming on the football side, no doubt. Pleasant surprise. But I think our expectations are certainly sky high for Jeff Linder's crew here, especially when you get, you know, Maldonado and Graham EK returning. I mean, we're expecting big things from both of those guys.
Yeah, and speaking of loving demeanor, we just had Wyoming Media Day in Laramie last week, and, man, these guys are just locked in. There's something about them, too, Brady. They're just not, you know, they know the hype's there. They know the target's on their back. They're now the hunted, not the hunter. They know that, but you wouldn't tell. You couldn't tell. Graham EK just is, he is such a pleasure to talk to and such a pleasure to be around. And then you hear Jeff Linder say things like, you know, there's only two guys in the country that can't be guarded one-on-one, and that's Timmy up at Gonzaga, and that's Graham EK here in Laramie. Why would a coach say something like that? You're just making the target even bigger, but that's how confident they are. And it's not a cocky thing. It's not arrogance at all. They're really confident in what they have, and, man, all they did was reload in the offseason. They got so much better. They're 11 deep, and you know, Jeff Linder told me that he has 10 guys on this roster, or 11 guys on this roster, who have scored at least 10 points in a college basketball game.
Wow.
A lot of people don't have that luxury, not to mention Jake Kyman from UCLA has played in a Final Four, and Ethan Anderson and Max Ogbonpolo from USC have both been in the Elite Eight, and they played major roles in getting their teams there, and they might be on the bench on opening day.
What do you think of San Diego State, obviously predicted to win the regular season title, according to the media, announced, what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
I mean, Wyoming's closer than I think a lot of people think, though, right?
Yeah, I think they're nipping at their heels, to be honest with you. San Diego State has not shown to be a dynamic scoring type of offense. They definitely play lockdown D, though, and that's what it takes to win, especially in the March. But, you know, give them their respect. It's kind of like a Boise State thing. I end up voting for Boise State to win the Mountain West every year on the west side, or on the mountain side in football. You know, it's kind of just giving them their respect that, you know, they arguably have the best roster every year. And San Diego State's no different on the basketball side. I think they have a really great home court advantage. They have a great coach in Brian Dutcher. Bradley coming back, he's really dynamic. I think, you know, it's fine. And I think Wyoming's happy that they are number one. And, boy, the schedule makers couldn't have done a better job, Brady, because Cowboys visit Viejas regular season finale. Could you imagine?
Wow.
It comes down to Aztecs, Pokes, who gets the number one seed in the Mountain West Tournament and wins the outright title. It doesn't get no better than that.
No, big things expected for Wyoming. And, yeah, that game would be something else if it turns out to be that way. Cody, what do you're going to have some pregame stuff for us, of course, for all things Cowboys. More on, I know you put something together kind of more on Utah State. But I'll be also looking out for a bunch of write-ups from you on all things basketball as well.
It's coming, darn it. This fatherhood thing keeps getting in the way, Brady, damn it.
Well, and now it's like the really crazy time for you. You add the father thing in there, and it's crossover mode now. It's football swinging over to basketball. I love it and hate it at the same time.
Yeah, I used to love it when I was just a fan. Man, it was a great time of year. Now it's like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? And the Phillies are getting ready to – Phillies are in the playoffs.
Oh, that's right. You're a Phillies guy, man. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's tonight, right?
Yeah, it is.
How are you feeling? You nervous?
I must say, the Padres do have the most beautiful uniforms in baseball, but it's time to lose.
That's true. It is kind of it's Wyoming-esque, isn't it? What is it? 1-1 is the series. So a big game tonight.
Yep, 3 straight in Philly. I imagine the fans are going to be ready to roll, and man, what I'd give to be there. I've been fortunate enough to go to a few games at Citizens Bank, and it's the real deal. If you've only been to Coors Field for a baseball game, you've never been to a baseball game, I'll tell you that.
You mean what the Rockies are doing is not baseball, Cody? Come on.
Not only that, in Philadelphia you can tailgate, and it's just like a football atmosphere. It's so unbelievable.
We'll see. Yeah, man, it'll be fun. I'll be thinking about it. 5:37, FS1, so let's get that thing rolling, and maybe it'll turn out really, really good for you. So then you're bringing those vibes in for Cowboys this weekend. I mean, if they win this game, I mean, it's going to get real interesting for Wyoming.
Yep, there you go. And Buffalo Sabres are off to a 3-1 start. Life is good right now.
Hey, and you, I know you're not like an NBA guy, but you kind of have a respect factor for the Joker, right, Nikola Jokic?
I've never heard of her, but I do like Larry Nance Jr.
Selling my producer over here, man. He doesn't know anything other than Broncos. That is it. So now he's smiling over there. He's like, oh, good, another person that doesn't care about the NBA.
Oh, good. And somebody bringing up the damn Broncos.
Oh, did we lose Cody? We lost Cody. He was going to say something bad about the Broncos. All right, that was Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Love what he does. And, yeah, big things coming up for the Cowboys, both football and basketball. Who would have thought football would be at this point right now where you're looking at a situation where you go beat Utah State, and it's, what did he say? Was it Hawaii and CSU next? And, I mean, right now, dude, Wyoming could win the next 3 games very easily. And, You're getting into interesting territory if you're a Cowboys fan. 11:51 the time. We'll take a short break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. Nuggets going up against Golden State tonight. Can they rebound after that? Well, rebound both literally and figuratively against Golden State after a rough start to the season against the Utah Jazz. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.